With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Pentagon is on the lookout for any new Iranian mines laying in the Strait of Hormuz.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the laying of new mines would violate the ceasefire with the U.S. and that the military is prepared to deal with any Iranian ships that lay more mines. At a Pentagon briefing, he said the U.S. is confident it can clear any mines it identifies. Hegseth also said the U.S. blockade of Iranian shipping will continue as long as it takes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has resumed commercial flights from Tehran's international airport for the first time since the war. State-run TV reported that flights departed Saturday to Istanbul, Muscat, and Medina. This follows a partial reopening of Iran's airspace amid a ceasefire with the U.S. Meanwhile, U.S. envoys are expected in Pakistan to attempt to revive ceasefire talks with Iran. Although Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is in Islamabad, his ministry insists any talks will be indirect. At least six tornadoes tear through Oklahoma.
After a tornado damaged at least 40 homes Thursday night, Enid, Oklahoma, is getting a visit from Governor Kevin Stitt.
70 down here at 70.
There was also light damage at Vance Air Force Base. Storm trackers with KWTV captured video of the big twister as it crossed Highway 81.
Satellite tornado.
Rayanne Hunt says she scrambled to her shelter but couldn't resist taking a peek outside.
So I opened it again and I said, it's headed right for us. And I shut it again and then it went to Lauren and we heard metal slapping on the door and we could hear glass breaking.
The storm stripped off roofs and knocked down utility poles. Officials say some people had to be rescued from under debris, but there were only minor injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports Planned Parenthood is branching out.
It's no secret that the nation's largest abortion business has been getting into the gender transition game in recent years, but a report from Concerned Women for America indicates that in 2025, Planned Parenthood sold 40% more doses of puberty-blocking hormones than the year before. CWA President Penny Nance says, quote, given these revelations, the federal government must stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington reporting.
Prominent attorney Alan Dershowitz is quitting the Democratic Party. The lifelong Democrat tells the Wall Street Journal that anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he will register as a Republican now. Dershowitz says there's no denying that the hard left anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now, it remains a fringe, according to Dershowitz. This is SRN News. Every new school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers and Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirmed its plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for efficiency. As first reported by Bloomberg, Microsoft is taking a bit of a different approach. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.